In the various places we've lived over the past few years, at this time of year, the windowsills are always full of seed trays and plant pots covered in cling film. At this time of year, I'm trying to get ahead of the spring, starting plants off from seed indoors before acclimatizing them outdoors as the days get warmer and the nights milder. I'm not always terribly successful in getting things to germinate. It would be much simpler and less messy just to buy plants. But there's something very special about growing things from seed. At least I think so. There's something very special about the moment when you first spot the appearance of a tiny seedling in the compost. At first, they're often curled over, bent double, both their heads and their roots in the compost. It's as if they're reluctant to come into the light. But once they're fully unfurled, their attraction to the light is extraordinary, their tiny stems leaning desperately towards the window. And if you turn the pot around to try to get them to straighten up, it's just a matter of a few hours before you find them once again leaning towards the window. This Sunday, we've jumped away from Matthew's Gospel and into the rather different world of John. This morning's Gospel reading was from the third chapter, and if we had just started reading right from the beginning, the opening of the Gospel would still probably be quite fresh in our minds. But as it is, we haven't heard the opening of the fourth Gospel since Christmas, so let's quickly refresh our memories. The prologue to St. John's Gospel announces the coming of the Word made flesh, and that this same Word made flesh was life and the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Jesus is the light that awakens new life, the light that feeds and sustains growth. Nicodemus, and by the way, it's worth remembering, in case we feel inclined to be hard on Nicodemus, it's worth remembering that he hasn't had the benefit of hearing the opening of the fourth Gospel. Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night. Nicodemus is drawn through the darkness to the true light that enlightens everyone. And in the light, things look very different. It's no wonder that Nicodemus seems a little lost. When our eyes are used to the dark, too much light too quickly dazzles and blinds us. It takes time to adjust. The word Lent comes from an old English word meaning spring, and it may be related to lengthen, as in the lengthening of days. We have to be careful about reading too much into a word's history. Other languages have very different words for Lent, with quite different origins. But that said, I think the connection between the church's season of Lent and the lengthening of days in the springtime points us to something helpful. Yes, Lent is a time of self-examination and repentance. It is a time of fasting and of giving things up, even a time of letting things go. But it is also a time of new life and a time of growth. And if you will permit me to reach again for horticultural metaphors, we can think of the seedling shedding the husk of the seed as it reaches upwards towards the sunlight. Or we can think of the way in which a rigorous pruning can so often lead to vigorous growth.